Christ, peace be with you on this fifth Sunday after Pentecost. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew is in the 11th chapter. Jesus spoke to the crowd saying, "To what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We wailed and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The Gospel of the Lord. Come here to me, all you who are toiling and heavily loaded down, and I will give you rest. This word of promise and assurance by Jesus is perhaps one of the more familiar sayings that we have. What's important to note here, first and foremost, that this is an invitation to all. Before this saying, Jesus notes that some are celebrating, some are mourning, some are not eating or drinking. Jesus came eating and drinking, and no matter on which side you fall, you are rejected. You are an outlier. You are excluded. And so Jesus first and foremost wants to make clear that his invitation is an invitation to all, those who celebrate and those who mourn, those who are with the in crowd and those who are on the outs, those who are wise and intelligent, those who are humble and simple, and perhaps even immature. It is an invitation to all, but it is especially to those who cannot rely on their own resources, those who recognize their dependency on others, those who are having a hard time of it, those who feel overwhelmed, those who are at the opposite end of the human value scale of the self-confident, the self-made, autonomous individual. Luther, in one of his sermons on this text, comments, "Ah, what a strange invitation this is! For in it, Jesus is saying, 'My kingdom is a hospital for invalids.'" Jesus sees and understands our mission as a hospital for all the invalids we are. Dare we go so far as to say, Jesus provides us with an intensive care unit for all of us who are struggling with life. Life is characterized here as toiling and heavily loaded down. Now, this can be a metaphor for life in general, and certainly we can apply this physically, mentally, emotionally to what we are all experiencing during this time of the COVID-19 pandemic. But Jesus in Matthew's gospel has a specific situation in mind. The people are heavily loaded down by the legal and ethical demands placed upon them by the scribes and Pharisees. The 613 commands and statutes they are to observe, the tithes and offerings they are to make on everything they have, the rituals they are to perform in a precise, specified manner, the festivals they are to celebrate, no matter the cost or inconvenience. These demands, these obligations, this duty to obey is what the rabbis called putting on the yoke of the Torah. Jesus here is speaking of the unreasonable demands of the religious authorities with their excessive concern to regulate people's behavior. Thus, for people where faith has become a grind, where loving God and neighbor has become law and labor intensive, they want to be faithful, but they are discouraged. They want to please God and help people, but they are made to feel selfish, not up to the task, quite inadequate, and finally, failures. Burdened with this sense of shame and inadequacy, bowed down, tired out, Jesus appears and promises not only relief and refreshment, but also equipment for carrying out the task of faithful living. What is it like to be faithful in the time of COVID-19? Who would have thought staying home could be so tiring, so burdensome, so physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually overwhelming? How do we be disciples? How do we be church? What do we do? Jesus' response is counterintuitive. It is what one would least expect. Take my yoke upon you. A yoke is a work instrument. When Jesus offers a yoke, he offers what at first we might think tired workers least need. Don't we need a mattress, a massage, a vacation, at least that cup of cold water Jesus talked about last week, and not a yoke? The yoke here refers to the human yoke, which is worn by a single person to distribute the weight of a load across the shoulders. the purpose of the human yoke is to make it easier to carry a load. If there is a burden to be borne, it is better with a yoke than without one. Jesus realizes that the most refreshing, the most renewing, the most restful gift he can give the tired is a new way to carry life. A new way of faithfully bearing the responsibilities of discipleship. In the final analysis, experience recognizes that life is burdensome, and we cannot get away from it. Instead of offering escape, Jesus offers the equipment, the means by which we can carry out the mission. This yoke, which is Christ Himself, is the embodiment of grace, of faithfulness, of forgiveness, of compassion. And it empowers us to carry forward our life of discipleship, our life together as a community of faith. This way of carrying life, we give more refreshment, more renewal, more rest, then we find ourselves able to experience under obligation, duty, or law. To carry our lives with the yoke of Christ's grace and compassion is to breathe with new freedom, even while wearing masks. To live with new quality, even while physically distancing and self-sheltering. To carry our lives with the yoke of Christ's grace and compassion transforms the burdens of desolation, dejection, annoyance, boredom, and emptiness into a profound emotion and confidence of joy. A grace-based joy that makes all things bright, simple, clear. It lets us see things in a mode in which we otherwise do not experience them. It is carrying life in a way which makes us alive and gives life to others. Rouge Fatal, a drag queen, made this comment regarding the closing of the only gay bar in Halifax. Quote, "It's scary when you don't have a church, and to some folks that is the gay bar, was their haven. That was their place to go, to be protected, to be safe, to know that they weren't going to be judged." Unquote. Now we can interpret this comment as a harsh indictment and failure of the church and its mission. But I want to take Rouge Fatal's words as an understanding of the rest that disciples and a community of faith that carries the yoke of Christ offers to all who are heavily loaded down. To carry the yoke of Christ leads to a rest, a place to go to be protected, to be safe, to know that you aren't going to be judged. To know you are a beloved child of God. Amen.